You are now listening to the worship podcast of Open Table Metropolitan Community Church.
Our scripture reading is taken from the Gospel according to the author of the Gospel of John, chapter 15, verse 11 to 13. I'm reading from the New Revised Standard Version. I have said these things to you so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. This is my commandment, that you love one another just as I have loved you. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. Sisters and brothers, this is the gospel for our salvation. So, it's now July. So, tapos na ang Pride Month. Nakita nyo, it's the first Sunday of Pride after, I mean, it's first Sunday after Pride. It's sa mga Protestante, it's naman called the fourth Sunday after Pentecost or Spirit Season, the season of the Spirit. At sa Catholic naman, it's the 14th Sunday of Ordinary Time. Kaya green, Ordinary Time. Wala pa tayong green na pamalit eh, kaya hindi ko papalitan ng mga kulay. So, our July preaching series, I'm not following the lectionary for July, is about, still about pride. What does it mean to resist? So tapos na kasi ang pride eh. At least ang pride month. No? But our pride movement continues on. So what does that mean? Kasi pag pride month, syempre ang daming ganap. It is as if pride is contained only in the month of June. So how do we carry pride moving forward after all the kaganapan ng Pride Month? Ang daming ganap ng Pride Month kasi 50th anniversary ng Stonewall, considered to be the first Pride. And 25 years or 25th anniversary naman ng Pride sa Pilipinas. Nung unang nag-Pride March, unang naglakad sina Father Richard at ang pro-gay sa Quezon Avenue, 1994. So what do we mean by resist? So today, I won't be interpreting scripture so much this month. Kaya actually, ang tawag ko sa kanya, teaching series, hindi preaching series. No? Hindi ako masyadong maghahalukay at mag-technical preaching. But more of, meron akong ituturo, tapos kumuha ako ng verse na pwedeng connected doon. Which is actually the technique of many evangelical churches, Protestant churches, mega churches. So today, ang topic natin is, anong topic natin today? Ayun na pala, tanong ko pa, nandun pala, pinulat ko. If you want to resist, live a full life of joy. Ano ba ang joy para sa inyo? How do you define joy? Or what are the situations of joy? Corny. Ang corny, Chris. Ano ang tingin niyo ang joy? Pareho ba ang joy? Ha? Contentment? Yeah, malapit. Pareho ba siya sa happiness?
Happiness is temporary. Joy is temporary.
Pag Miss Universe. So, the first, kung iniisip ko ang resistance, sabi ko, ano ba ang first act of resistance? Ano ba ang unang ginagawa ng mga Beks to resist? And the first thing is that, at narinig ko to sa one of the people attending MCC, na hindi ko na siya papangalanan, pero pag napanood niya to, baka mag-react siya. So hindi niya ina-unfriend ang mga homophobic niyang mga kamag-anak at mga friends because he wants them to see how happy, how joyful, how successful his life is, no? So that's why ito yung teaching series ko for today, no? The first act of resistance to everything that church and society is telling us is for you to live a life that is joyful. Super, super joyful that they get annoyed. That they get triggered.
Respect the rainbow.
Yes. Live a life that is full of joy, that your homophobic relatives and your homophobic, akala mo friends mo sila dati, so na-realize mo homophobic pala, no? That they get so offended and annoyed by your joyful life. That's the first thing, the first act of resistance as LGBT and as allies of LGBT, or kahit nga hindi ano eh, hindi nga LGBT eh. Di ba narinig nyo na yung kasabihan na huwag mo nang patulan, te. Just work on your life, maging super successful ka na mga detractors mo ay offended sa pagiging successful mo sa buhay, di ba? So, live a life of joy. Sino ba to? Ayan. A story, one story. So my friend si Lawrence, my partner, meron siyang ka-work na super friends niya din, na trans, no? A trans woman. Now, nakwento niya minsan ni trans woman, nung kabataan nila, so hindi sila lumaki sa Rangya, lumaki sila sa hindi naman mahira, pero it's a life of struggle. And then some of their titas ay tumutulong sa kanila din naman paminsan-minsan. Now at one point, yung kanyang panganay na kapatid, second siya, second in the family, yung panganay niyang kapatid na babae ay nabuntis ng maaga, hindi nakatapos ng pag-aaral. And then sabi nung kanyang tita, isa niyang tita, parang apat or lima yata sila magkakapatid eh, sabi, hindi na makakatapos ng pag-aaral the rest of you. Kasi pag ang panganay ay nagbulakbol at nabuntis, the rest ng magkakapatid na mas bata ay mapapariwara din. So, ginamit niya yon as motivation na parang, saan mo kinuhugot yan, te? Anong basihan mo dyan? So, she made a choice to really succeed, to finish school and to make sure yung mga mas nakakabata niya pang kapatid ay makatapos ng pag-aaral. So, ginamit niya rin yon as motivation na mapaayos siya at ang iba niya mga kapatid. Kasi ganun talaga, no? Hindi mo rin maintindihan ng mga conservative Christians, eh. Ang default nilang sasabihin, ang buhay ng mga Bex ay buhay na malungkot. Buhay na mapapariwara. Buhay na, some of them, they will say, pag nagbakla ka, magkaka-HIV ka. Dahil sakit yan ng Bex, di ba? So they will paint a very sad, difficult, and painful life for LGBTs. Yan ang isa sa mga default default pronouncements nila. Pero pag hindi yun ang nangyayari, nakikita nilang happy-happy ang mga LGBT, ayan ang buhay nilang makasalana. Saan mo ilalagay talaga ang buhay ng ano, no? Pero mas gusto ko na yung the other part. No? Yun yung sinasabi ko na live a life that is so joyful that they don't know what to think about it. that they are offended and that they are triggered. So ano ba talaga ang joy? Is joy happiness or an emotion? Yung cartoon na ano yan? Inside Out, no? Yung isa sa character ay si Joy. I would rather call her happiness than joy. Happiness is the emotion. For me, ha? Happiness is that feeling that you get pag kumain ka, pag alibawa kumain ng crispy, nakakita ng crispy pata. Oh, Lord. Sarap. Or hipon, di ba? Hipon na in ginisa sa garlic at sa butter. So, yun ang happiness when you feel those things. Or nakita mo yung crush mo. Nung high school ka, nakita mo yung crush mo. Nakikita mo siya, nalalapitan mo siya. Yun ang happiness. Joy is much deeper and much lasting. Joy is a state of mind. It is a state of being. Isa siyang estado ng pagkatao, estado ng buhay, estado ng pag-iisip. Hindi siya, pag sinabing joy, hindi siya absence ng problema. Joy is not the absence of problems and struggles and challenges. That's why in Paul's letter to the Galatians, sa sulat ni Pablo sa mga taga-Galacia, binabanggit niya doon that joy is a gift. It is the gift of the Spirit. Pag sinabi ni Pablo na ito ay gift of the Spirit, hindi mo to nakukuha by your own efforts. Okay? Ito ay regalo. Although some would argue that you are participating, that you also have a responsibility to participate in the gift of the Spirit. And this gift of the Spirit, yung joy, is in between love and peace. Sabi ni Paul, the gifts of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, self-control, etc., etc. Pero nasa pagitan siya ng love and ng peace. So joy is a state of being. It is a state of mind. And the first and foremost thing to realize about it, the first thing that you need to know about joy or to realize joy, at dahil nga katabi siya ng love, the first thing is to understand and to integrate in your life that you are love. That you are love no matter what. Yan ang preaching ko at the start of this year, in January. The first preaching for the year, last year, is about love. To know that you are love. To accept that you are love. To believe that you are created in love. That your purpose is love. That you're grounded in love. That no matter what happens, anumang pagsubok, unpleasant things, challenges and problems, you are rooted and grounded in love. Kaya nga din sinasabi ni Paul, ang sabi ni Paul, one of the famous things sinabi ni Paul, nothing can separate us from the love of God. Neither the powers and principalities of heaven, not even death can separate us from the love of God. There is not one moment in our life that we are not loved. We are created in love. At doon, umuusbong ang joy. Ano ba ang Tagalog ng joy? Kagalak. Happiness ang ligaya. kagalakan or gala. Doon umuusbong. Until you realize and until you really integrate into your life that you are love, you will not have a state of joy. So, pero yun nga, paano ba magkaroon ng joy? Paano ba to be in a state of joy? So, isa na yon. So, point number one, relating to what I just have said, is to accept yourself. To accept yourself. At ang kapitbahay nga natin, anong pangalan nila? Love yourself. Anglo, di ba? Accept yourself. How can you expect others to accept you if you cannot even accept yourself? Accepting yourself includes accepting the bad things about yourself. Recognizing the things about yourself that are ugly, that you feel are ugly, that you think are ugly, the parts of yourself that you think are not likable. Kasi nga, yung preaching ko din nung Holy Week, first Sunday of Lent, anong ginagawa ng demonyo? Anong hinaharap niya sa'yo? The mirror. Because the greatest enemy that we have is ourselves. The first enemy that we have is ourselves. You have to accept yourself, which includes everything that is everything that you think is not acceptable in yourself. Iniisip pa natin, di ba? Pag gusto magka-jowa, I want to be loved even the unlovable part of myself. Ay, ang tanong, ginawa mo na ba yun para sa iyong sarili? Gusto mong i-accept ka ng taong magmamahal sa iyo, including your negative parts? The question is, have you yourself accepted the negative parts of yourself? So accept yourself. You want to live a life of joy? Accept yourself. Love yourself. Including the bad parts of yourself. Because once you recognize the bad parts of who you are and of yourself, then you can begin to heal. You can begin to, ito pala yung mga hindi masyadong okay sa akin, then I can begin to improve these things. Sometimes it is so hard for us to recognize that we are created in the image of God. It is so hard sometimes for us to accept that our scars, the scars of our wounds, are also beautiful. So, you want a joyful life, accept the entirety, kabuuan ng kung sino ka. Number two, you want joy in your life, a full life of joy, find happiness and joy in meaning. Meaning. Sa Tagalog ay kahulugan. Bakit some celebrities, especially in Western countries, why, of course, I will not presume their problems, but in a broad stroke, in a general way, other religions and other Christian leaders have spoken about this. Why is it that so many famous and rich people commit suicide? Suddenly kill themselves. And nasa-shock tayong lahat. Oh, he or she had everything. Hindi lang ano, influencer pa. The influencer. Why did they kill themselves? Because one of the things I learned in pastoral care is when you lose meaning in your life, what? Then what for? Diba? That's one of the primary things why people lose the willingness to live, because wala nang meaning. Life becomes suddenly meaningless. Why is it that despite buying, having an entire cabinet of all the Western brands of shoes, bags, or whatever, why do you continue to, tas hindi mo naman nagagamit lahat? Why do you continue to buy and buy and buy and buy? Because they, despite the names that they have, despite the social value that is tagged to them, they do not have meaning in itself. Walang meaning ang pagkakaroon ng Prada na bag. Meaning. Find meaning and discern your call. What are you called? What are you called for? Bakit ka nandito? Bakit? Anong sa tingin mo, bakit ka ipinanganak at bakit ka tinatawag? O kung hindi mo man alam na tinatawag ka, baka isa din sa una mong kailangan gawin. Tinatawag ba ako? May panawagan ba sa akin? Because magkadugtong yan eh. Meaning and calling. They inform each other. What is the purpose of, although hindi ko bet ang purpose-driven life, okay, na libro. I don't recommend that book. I apologize if anyone is offended if I do not recommend that book. Medyo problematic lang siya for me. But at the core of it, and what I agree with it, is that you have to find meaning in your life. You have to find what you are called to do. You are not called to work, to buy stuff, and die. You are not called for that. Maririnig nyo, sinasabi sa, although next week pa dapat ito, sabi diba, if the only thing that you have ever done to resist, kasi ang topic ng pride is resist, diba, is to be present, to be alive, that's okay. Pero I would not actually, oh okay, nag-i-exist ka na, then what? What's next? What's next? What is the meaning of life? If you know the meaning of your life, at meaning of life doesn't have to be one meaning, it can be several. If you know the calling of your life, no matter what happens to you, you will go back to that meaning or multiple meanings. You will always go back to what you are called to do. You will always go back to the why of your existence. The greatest literatures of all time, the greatest movies of all time can be summed up, can be traced back to the fundamental question of why are you here? Why are you here? Why are we here? So, be intentional. Maging intentional kayo. You want to live a full life and you want to resist. Find out why you are here. Find out why you are here. What you are called to do. What is the meaning of your life? Discern it. Pray for it. And it is not just an intellectual exercise. Hindi lang yung parang Greek philosophers na ano. Meaning is found calling is found when you try to find it, when you try to discern it with people. Learning happens only with people, with others. Kaya nga, mayroon din akong kilala na mataas ang posisyon sa kumpanya, nakakapag-provide siya sa family niya, pero tinatanong ako, friend, bakit ganun, parang wala pa rin saysay ang lahat ng aking na-achieve. Bakit? Bakit ganun? Okay naman ang family ko, okay naman ang finances ko, okay naman ang ano ko. But why can't I feel joy in the things that I do at work? And why parang feeling ko kahit na sobrang taas ng posisyon niya sa kumpanya, parang feeling niya hindi daw siya nag-grow. Eh di ba, one sign of growth, especially in a company, is if you have nakapag-promotion ka na, di ba? Ng maraming beses. Kung operations manager ka na, kung vice president ka na, assistant vice president. Pero sabi niya sa akin, friend, I don't feel I'm growing. Siyempre, tanong ko, what? If I ask you, why are you here? What is the purpose of your life? What is the meaning of all these things that you're doing? Can you tell me about it? So, live a life of joy by creating meaning, finding meaning for yourself. And find that with others. You cannot learn, you cannot grow, you cannot make sense of life and meaning if you just do it by yourself. Third, you want a life of joy, at ito specifically na dahil mga Kristiyano tayo. Lahat ba tayo dito Kristiyano o meron ba dito muna? We are all followers of Jesus. So, one of the primary things, and that's why we are here every Sunday, you want to know joy, a state of joy, a mindset of joy, look to Jesus. Look at Jesus, look at the example of the life of Jesus. What most people would say about seeing a holy person is that they see or feel that this person exudes a certain aura of joy or peace, of love. And in sa binasa nating gospel today, just a snippet of the gospel, Jesus says on the night before he was to be crucified, nung gabi na alam niya, gabi bago siya ipako sa cross, sabi niya in the version of John, I tell you these things, I tell you my commandment, love one another as I have loved you. I tell you this so that my joy, ang aking ligaya, ang aking galak ay mapasa inyo. And that it may be complete. That my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. Sapat na. If you truly know and understand the life of Jesus, away from the Hollywood glitz and glamour ng mga movies na napanood natin, Jesus lived a very difficult life. Kaya natin yan. Jesus lived a very difficult life. At sinabi niya pa in the Gospels, fox has holes and birds have nests. But the son of humanity, the son of man, has no place, no home to rest his head. Jesus lived a very difficult life. 3 years siyang nag-wander around Galilee. And he was almost stoned to death by his own people in one version, or in another version, gusto siyang itulak sa bangin ng kanyang sariling mga kababayan. Kababayan na nakita siyang lumaki, kilala ang kanyang pamilya. Jesus lived, but despite of that, Jesus lived a life full of joy. A life full of joy. And even on the night before he was to die, ang sabi niya, I am giving you my joy. And so that your joy may be complete. He proclaimed joy, the good news to the people. Yun nga, di ba? I proclaim to you the good news. So, if you want to know joy, go back to Jesus, learn who Jesus is, learn the life of Jesus, learn what Jesus did. Their joy can be found in the life of Jesus, in the person of Jesus. And joy, babalikan natin, sabi ni Paul, ni paring Pablo, joy is a gift of the Spirit. So joy is something that you participate in. Sabi ko kanina, you participate in, you pray for it, but it is ultimately something that the Spirit gives to you. It is something that the Spirit surrounds you with. So, for this Sunday's learning, the 3 points of our learning today, anong learning natin today? If you want to resist, what do you need to do? Live a life full of joy, so much joy that it will annoy them. And how do you get to that state of joy? How do you get to that life of joy? Number one, accept yourself or love yourself. Number two, find meaning and calling. And you do that with others. And lastly, if you're a follower of Jesus, your joy must be found in Jesus. Our resistance as LGBTQ persons is first and foremost a resistance against every form of hatred, every form of attack and accusation that would have us live a life of despair, a life of degradation. Yung pangalan ng the Hebrew name of the devil is Satanas. And it means the accuser. The accuser. Kaya siya tinatawag the adversary, the accuser. So whenever someone or even yourself is accusing you, pointing the finger at you, so that you may live a life of despair, so that you may feel that you are not worthy, so that you may feel that you are an abomination, or that you are ashamed, disgusting, whatever, that is not from God. Our first resistance as LGBTQ persons is to resist the accusation that we are for a life of despair and degradation. So one, if you want to resist, live a life full of joy in such a way that they will be offended of your joy. In the name of the same Jesus, in the name of Jesus, who today and forever offers you joy. Amen.